This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. From the climate change files now, this item: India, the last of the world's big economies to do so, has ponied up its pledge to cut carbon emissions. That basically means everybody's in: China, the European Union, and the United States. However, there is a sense that India and all the rest of us, too, need to do more to hit key emissions targets than we have already promised, because it's expensive to cut carbon. And also, it's voluntary. Each of us would rather have somebody else pay up before we do. So from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports now on what economists like to call the free rider problem.
Think of something we all use: a park, a library, clean air, but would rather not pay for. This is the free rider problem. Energy consultant Stephen Stoft has his example.
Wikipedia. They put in a lot of effort, money, and time, and we just go use it for free, and we don't bother to donate.
The thing about free riding is it's particularly tempting to do nothing or to do little when it costs me a lot and other people get the benefits. And that's how cleaning up carbon pollution works. Harvard economist Martin Weitzman says that's why just about every pledge, India's, China's, America's, is insufficient.
It's not enough to really address head-on this problem. Everyone is tempted to come in with a low target, leaving the rest of the world to mostly determine the abatement level.
The goal of the Paris climate meeting in December is to put those pledges down and then have everyone promise to be more ambitious. The evidence, though, suggests people tend not to work that way. Peter Crampton teaches economics at the University of Maryland.
Some countries will observe that other countries are not doing their share, and as a result, they'll say, well, I'm not going to do my share either then. And in fact, you get an unraveling of cooperation.
He says this doomed a previous treaty, the Kyoto Protocol, when Japan and Canada opted out. In an upcoming paper, Crampton suggests any patchwork of voluntary commitments, like these climate talks, will fail. The incentive to ride for free is too strong. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.